Did the bubble just burst for construction materials? Your new gazebo may depend on it. I'm David Brancaccio. First, in just over 4 hours, America's central bankers wrap up their meeting and brief us about their latest views on economic recovery, inflation, and the economy. Susan Schmidt is at Aviva Investors in Chicago.
Chairman Powell has been very consistent in messaging that the Fed is going to wait to raise interest rates until they see strength and consistent strength in the underlying economy. The market isn't really expecting an increase in interest rates at this time. They're still thinking that that's going to happen possibly in 22 and maybe in 23.
And so despite the fact that we keep talking about higher prices, there seems to be a sense that maybe those higher prices are just a phenomenon of this part of 2021 and may not endure.
That's right. Today, the market is telling you that they're not as worried about inflation. And that's what Chairman Powell has been saying. I think with that, we're going to hear more consistency from the Fed talking about the wait and see approach that they're taking. And I think that we're going to see interest rates hold at current levels. That's 0% on the short end. And the 10-year has come down to just under 1.5%.
Susan Schmidt, she's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Also, for people looking for a brand new house or upgrading their current one, the narrative this spring has been the skyrocketing cost of building materials, with the wholesale cost of, for instance, lumber spiraling upward amid pandemic distortions. Many contractors won't give firm prices for projects now and are bidding just on labor, not the volatile materials. Marketplace's Nova Safa joins me now. You're seeing the lumber madness coming to an end, perhaps, now?
Well, it's certainly starting to look that way, David. Lumber prices hit a peak in May. Now, future contracts for lumber are down about 40%. Now, this is important because home builders have been raising the alarm, right, about the rising cost of building materials, especially lumber. Now, here are some numbers for you, David. Lumber prices rose fourfold during the pandemic. And by one estimate, that added $36,000 to the average price of a new single-family home. And we know rising prices are blamed for declining home sales. Well, we're now seeing lumber prices reverse direction. So what will the ripple effects be? We'll have to see.
So when it comes to lumber prices, was this a bubble that burst?
Well, here's the view of one lumber company executive speaking to the Fox Business Channel yesterday. He said that he thought lumber prices were at an unsustainable level and that the market's now pushing back. Take that for what you will. Another aspect of this, David, is what these declining prices say about inflation. Right? Because some people had been pointing to lumber as one striking piece of evidence that inflation is heating up too quickly. Well, now, lumber prices perhaps could support arguments that overheated inflation is likely transitory. And one caveat to all of this is that lumber prices are still 3 times higher than at this time last year. So there's still a lot of demand out there, David.
You got that. And in a related story, China has released some of its reserve of metals into the market to take the edge off spiking prices for materials like zinc, aluminum, copper. Extra demand as the pandemic recedes has caused the highest prices there in 13 years. Let's do some other numbers. In early trading, the Dow is down 41 points, a 10%. The S&P 500, really little change. The NASDAQ is up 0.3%. The Biden administration has lost a round in federal court after a judge in Louisiana said the White House cannot, for now, block new oil and gas leases on federal property. Louisiana and 12 other states had sued to allow the leases to go forward. The court said the Biden people bypassed procedural steps required. The matter is still under review. The decision does not affect oil and gas leases on private land, which is most of the drilling. There's news the U.S. and the European Union have agreed to make nice after years of legal fights over EU government subsidies for Airbus planes and U.S. subsidies for Boeing planes. This had led to a tariff war, but now what the U.S. is calling a mutual collaboration is designed in part to confront China. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
While the U.S. and the EU have been fighting over which side unfairly subsidizes aircraft production, China has been building up its own aircraft industry, says Ishwar Prasad at Cornell.
At the moment, the Chinese domestic aircraft industry is not mature enough, but that day is not that far away.
Prasad says EU-US cooperation can help them prod Beijing to give Airbus and Boeing more access to the Chinese market.
And also to stop excessively subsidizing its domestic manufacturers.
China also gives the US and EU an excuse to wind down a 17-year dispute, says Katie Russ at UC Davis. Importers on both sides of the Atlantic will save billions in retaliatory tariffs for imports like French wine and Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
And so removing them signals that we're trying to return to an era of multilateralism within the global trading system.
The U.S. and the EU say the agreement to suspend the trade dispute will last 5 years. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
There's a rip-roaring market out there for secondhand cars, secondhand books, bicycles, of course, but secondhand plants, you know, things that grow often in terracotta pots, to France now, where a fellow started a retail outlet that's part consignment store, I guess, and part sanctuary for abandoned plants. John Lawrenson reports from Lyon.
The violet one?
Oh, yeah, lovely.
She loves the sun and she becomes darker with sunlight.
In a greenhouse full of sprouting and flowering plants, Alaya Lothar shows some she's thinking of buying. Well, adopting is the word she uses, because this is no ordinary shop. It's called the Plant Protection Society. All of this flora was destined for the trash.
I like the idea not to waste plants. Mm-hmm. So instead of going in a flower shop to buy a very pretty one and good one, I wanted to adopt a new plant.
Some of the plants are donated, like a thigh-high orange tree its former owner didn't want to look after anymore. Most are no longer quite fit for sale plants, bought at very much reduced prices from nurseries and wholesalers who were looking to chuck them out. Trained as a landscape gardener, the Plant Protection Society's founder, Nicolas Talliou, nurtures them back to good health and sells them. He opens the back of a van and shows me what he's picked up that morning.
Alors, vous avez pris ça ce matin?
Ouais.
Non.
It's an impressive haul. The van is crammed.
J'ai un bonsai de 16 ans.
There's a 16-year-old bonsai that's lost a few leaves, for example. 16 years old.
He only has the capacity to save a fraction of the plants on their way to the garbage in his area.
People ask me if I know how many plants are being trashed. I don't. But I do know I only have space for about a tenth of the plants they're throwing away in the nurseries alone.
Lyon's deputy mayor, Nicolas Husson, says he hopes the city can team up with the Plant Protection Society.
I've asked our green spaces managers to look into doing something similar and recycle more of the plants in our parks and gardens to get them back into the circuit and back to good health.
In a small greenhouse, a big idea has started to grow. In Lyon, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.